With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Woo, I don't know why, but already this man, I'm really glad it's Friday. I guess Friday, you know what? Friday is Friday no matter how you cut it.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? A Friday is a Friday.
On a 3-day work week, there's still something so exciting about a Friday.
God. Everybody all right? Yeah. I heard something. Is everybody okay? Who was it?
That was me.
Oh, you good?
Yes. Dropped my Chet Buchanan cup.
Chet Buchanan show
cup. Chet Buchanan show cup. Excuse me.
I don't know why she going in on me today, and I don't know why.
Oh,
I don't know what
did you
I don't know what
start
I did.
On him?
I guess I did.
Twice.
What did you do?
I'm doing nothing. I'm sitting here, and I'm getting ready for the show quietly. Organizing my stuff. Here's the thing. I don't know why she wants to paint me as the evil, you know. Why? Why?
No.
Yeah, why? Why are you coming after me today?
I only give people a hard time if I truly enjoy them and like them.
Why can't you find a permanent place here first?
There's still
decisions to be made. I don't know why you're doing this.
You typically ball bust after you have the full-time gig.
I kind of like to keep it 100 from the beginning.
I like that.
That way you know what you get.
God, I love you so much. I really do. I really do. And I know why you're doing it. She loves me.
Yeah.
It's true. That's how I know. No, but I come in and literally I'm quietly working. And she comes in and I don't know, were you singing Bruno Mars?
I was singing, yeah.
Okay, she goes, I know you don't like people singing. And I was like, what did I do?
Well, you don't like people singing.
It's really freaking annoying while you're trying to work.
Yeah.
And so you did. I forget what song. This just in, you're not Bruno Mars. I'm sorry, you're not. And this is why we play Bruno Mars and we don't play you.
Good point.
That's why. When you're in your car, do your thing, but don't subject me to it.
Personally, I blame Bruno Mars for this. If you didn't make such a catchy song, I wouldn't have to sing it. So exactly. I'm Team Jess on this one.
There's a time and a place. There's boundaries.
Yeah.
But honestly, do your thing. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Except sit here and take your crap.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
I worry about you. You want to get us in trouble today.
I do?
I can tell.
Why?
Well, because you want to talk about these. You have these all these incendiary topics that, you know, these things that could really blow up. These things that could blow up in our face.
Yeah.
That if we talk about them, and everybody goes, yeah, do it. It'll be awesome. Yeah, that's great until you get the literal firestorm of emails over some pretty not exciting thing that you said. That blows up into a deal. It's okay. Fire away. I'm ready.
The Scott Disick situation where he posted a photo of him and his daughter out to dinner.
Did you see this picture?
Yeah, I did. I saw it and little Jess and I were actually looking at the photo together. We both analyzed it.
Her in on this. Just tell us. That's details that that doesn't need to be part of
it. So Scott Disick posts this photo of he and his daughter out to dinner at an Asian cuisine restaurant. And Scott's posing, being all Kardashian, very
suave. But his daughter is doing something with her eyes.
Is pulling her eyes up at the top, and people are saying that, like, making big eyes. People are saying that it's insensitive because she's mocking Asian culture.
Was it?
No, I think she was just making big bug eyes like a kid does. Six years old.
Yeah, stop it. Stop it. Was she being insensitive?
No, not at all. I don't think so.
Yeah, people want to get worked up about this stuff.
That's interesting. I saw it yesterday, and I didn't notice the big bug eyes, but I can see how it could be easily misinterpreted as what she was doing.
Can you flip your monitor? Can I see that?
No, I can't. It won't flip around. gets stuck.
She's lifting from, to give you an idea of pinning it, from the she's eyebrows. Lifting from the top where your eyebrows are at. She's lifting up and I was thinking in my head, I'm like, well, maybe I'm misunderstanding it, and I'm not from an Asian past, so like I don't know if that's insensitive or not. So, but at the same time, I don't see it that way whatsoever.
I'm not from an Asian past.
Yes,
I had an Asian past. I had an Asian past, but then I did something else. No, she's not doing that. She's just making her. People are trying too hard.
Yeah.
They really are. They're just trying hard. It's I want to take shots and stuff.
The first time I saw it, I thought, oh, but I think it's because I read
the headline.
The headline basically told me what she did, and I go, oh, she probably shouldn't have done that, and her dad shouldn't have posted it. But now looking at it, she's not doing what I thought she was doing.
No.
No. Just a kid being a kid.
Well, if you want to bring that kind of anger and upset into your life, okay. And there's times when it's appropriate. And if you think that that's one of those times, then you're right. Then you do you.
Sure.
I guess that's...
Pull up on a six-year-old. Good job.
I'm going to do something else in that case. First pick coming up in just a few minutes. Fandango, free movies for you. In fact, I hear that because everybody loves them so much, on the Chet Buchanan Show, we're going to do an entire weekend of free Fandango movie cards.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that starts this afternoon. I believe Tyler Fox will kick that off later on today with an entire movie of free movies, or an entire weekend of free movies. So if you haven't seen Aquaman yet, or Bumblebee, or Mary Queen of Scots, or Mary Poppins, don't go see it.
It's supposed to be good.
It's supposed to be, but it's not. What are you talking about? Depending on who you talk to.
I still want to see it regardless of the reviews. No,
again, do your thing.
Yeah.
I am not telling anybody how to live their life. Mm-hmm. No way.
Not Scott Disick, not you.
Yeah.
Scott Disick's kid.
No.
Not anybody. This is what I'm saying. I'm not, and not the people who are mad about Scott Disick's kid.
Be mad, man, if you want to.
Yeah, knock yourself out. Louis C.K., I'm not going. I'm not. Okay. Fine, I'm not. Okay. Don't get mad all over again about Louis C.K.
Don't like Louis C.K.
You are such an emotional roller coaster today.
I know.
Oh, I know why.
No, it's not that.
You and my wife are the same. I know exactly why. Never mind. I've got this. All right, so first pick is coming up. Your choice of Fandango movie card. Steer clear, brother. Save yourself today.
Right?
Also, 4 tickets to Global Winter Wonderland at the Rio. Your chance to choose from those in just a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I am not kidding. I don't care if it was just like a 3-day work week. It's Friday.
There is something very exciting about a Friday.
It's tough to get back into the groove after you've had a little time off.
Right.
And by the way, most people, or a lot, I don't know about most people, because they're the people I know. So therefore, you know, isn't that funny how your world gets real small? Like, if you know a bunch of folks, like we know a bunch, I know a bunch of people that aren't going back to work until Monday. They took this entire week off.
Yep.
And therefore, I am of the belief that it's everyone I know. You know how folks are that way.
Yep. Yeah.
Your world gets real small. Although, there is also someone else I know that works 4-10s and they have today off anyway. And 4-10s is a really amazing idea until it's somebody that you think you need. You know what I mean? Like, I would love the idea for us to work 4-10s. That would be great.
Yep.
I'd be willing to do a longer show if we did Monday through Thursday. That would be awesome. Probably wouldn't be great for ratings, but, you know. Yeah. But there is someone, and it's also funny, the stuff you think you need versus stuff that you want. So there's somebody that I really think I need to talk to today. And then I'm like, damn it. You know how you
kind of off today.
Yeah, you know how you kind of plan out your day while you're driving into work? I was doing that, and then I was like, and I realized I don't really need to talk to them. I want to talk to them.
Sure.
I don't really. I need air, food, water, and shelter, and pretty much everything, and my wife. But even then, I could get, you know, I mean, I could get by.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd rather not, but I could.
But the idea that it's back to the 4-10s thing where it's like, you get, let's say you went back to work on Wednesday and then you work again yesterday and then you're just done. I'm like,
no, that's
that
awesome.
Sounds awesome.
No, that's great. Mm-hmm. But for those of us that would need, like, for example, if I needed whatever service you provided during your 4-10s, you would be off today. And I'd be like, oh my God, I only had one shot at it and I missed it.
And you screwed
up. Now I've got to wait until Monday.
And I'm not on a 4-10. And now I don't like 410s.
Well, not for them. Yes. I love it.
You're
for
resentful
them.
Of sure. the 410s.
Yeah. I don't know. Kayla, was it, which EOS were you at last night?
Stephanie in the 215.
Who are these people you need to say hi to?
Oh, I want to say
You're
hi.
Sitting there with your arms crossed. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
Okay.
I want to say hi to Hank and Kelly with an I, no E. She clarified that. Kelly with an I, no E. Jasmine and her daughter, Abigail, and Juan. And even Anthony messaged me and said he was upset that he missed us at EOS, but he works out there.
Spence would like to tell everybody, but I refuse to make note of it because he really wants us to look, and so I'm not gonna.
I got my own.
That's the only reason you're wearing that. You're like, look at me.
You will never see this jacket again, but since I got it yesterday and I got lots of likes on Instagram, I thought I would wear it today.
Oh, sure you did.
It's it is a gold lame shiny starters jacket, Golden Knight style. There's three buddies and I have season tickets. So we had access to it, and he sent over a picture, and I go, yeah, I'm in. I want it, and it is the most gloriously tacky thing you've ever seen in your life.
So there's one of you. There's one jacket for four of you?
Yeah, we share it. I have it on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Well, that's ridiculous because today's Friday.
Well, I borrowed it for the show.
Just for the sweet video later on that we have to record for the
like,
song.
I feel like we should be more appreciative that he has it.
No, we all got one if we wanted one, and it does look like something out of a 1970s disco roller skating movie.
So you chose to purchase this?
Yeah.
You bought it?
Yeah, I bought it.
Oh my God.
It cost me $60.
Oh, that's not bad for that jacket.
But it's like season two. No, it's ugly. I get it. I probably will never wear it again.
No. It's ugly is harsh,
but I also
and accurate.
I also but then I ran it by like my daughter, and my daughter thinks it is the coolest jacket she's ever seen.
My wife was looking at one at look, I get it's 2019, and you're not supposed to make these sorts of value judgments in our society.
Yeah, but I know where you're going.
It's not for a dude.
It's not the most masculine
jacket. Well, they make,
jacket.
Like, the shiny black jackets, like the female-fitting ones or whatever, and I almost bought one, but gold is too much for me. Like, I want it. It needs to be, like, the black color.
Oh, no. My wife saw one at the park the other night, and it was even more shiny. You know the ones that a lot of women are wearing to the games? The really shiny?
Yes.
The super-duper shiny ones?
Yes.
Sparkly, even?
Yep.
My wife saw that and went, ooh. And I went, do you want it? I'll buy it for you. We didn't really do a whole lot for Christmas. I will get you that. And she was like, yeah, if we had season tickets, maybe.
It'd be different, yeah.
It'd be different.
Right.
However you want to live your life, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Take it in. You'll probably never see it again, but... For today, anyway, I'm wearing it.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I totally reserve the right to do this again next Friday because we just might.
Okay.
But it's, you know, you get that, the thought in your head and it just keeps flashing like one of those neon signs that says, you know, enter here, come in here. And I'm like, we got to do this right now. Because here we are, only, what is today, the fourth day of January 2019. Who says that 2019 already sucks?
Oh, no.
I don't know, but see, we can turn it around. This is why. Kayla's reaction was exactly why I initially did not want to do it. Because I thought, well, no, it's Friday. It's, you know, I don't want to be negative on this.
Yes.
But, see, here's how we turn it around. Your 2019 already sucks for you, but you might win prizes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Could be
a
Fandango movie card. Could be Global Winter Wonderland.
So it could turn your year around.
Right. But if you're the one who doesn't win, you know, I mean, if there's only going to be one winner and the rest of you, 2019 will suck just that much more. But
that's great.
You know.
That's very
funny. We're only 4 days in and 2019 already sucks. Unburden your soul.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I have to be honest with you. At 702-364-9898, right now, I'm a little offended by this. Deanna Lee Kaiser, I'm offended after your giant win the other day of not one but two Jeff Buchanan Show shirts, and you're going to try and tell me that 2019 already sucks. I got to be honest.
When one of your vehicles breaks down, yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Almost a brand new vehicle, too, a year old.
How much?
It's going to be probably in a couple $1,000s.
Oh, my goodness. Not covered by the not covered by whatever warranty or anything that you had working?
Yeah. No. Uh-uh. Nope.
It stinks.
You're right. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
T-shirts ain't going to cut it.
Doesn't do it.
T-shirts help ease the sting a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
I mean, and even if they are Chet Buchanan show shirts, which Deanna looks fabulous in. Right?
Yes.
But.
Thank you.
But.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud.
It's not going to ease the sting. Well, get ready. Understand, there's going to be a lot of this here.
I know.
I know you're not ready for this today.
I want everyone to have a great 2019.
Well, it's not going to happen right now. Jess, why does 2019 already suck?
So, on the first of the month, I had two cops show up at my house. So my stepfather is terminally ill, and we've been taking care of him since the weekend of Thanksgiving. And his daughter is giving us hell, and she has filed so many complaints against us, but she's not here. She's not here to take care of him, nothing. So on the first, they show up, and for the second time, they want to do a wellness check on him, and clearly everything is fine. And then two of his family members showed up that same day, like 2 hours later. And the same thing, they wanted to check up on him unannounced. They've been stalking us. Yesterday, there was a social worker from the state of Nevada that showed up, that she filed an elder abuse complaint against us.
Okay, but did they want to take your, did you say it was your stepfather or your father?
My stepfather.
Did they want to take over the care and feeding of your stepfather, or do they just want to complain about what you're doing?
Oh, they want to complain, but we're not doing anything wrong. We're keeping him alive.
No, yeah. I hear you. That's the.
They're not doing anything. They're saying that we're keeping his family away from him. From day one, we called them and we let them know, hey, he is terminally ill.
It's only a 4-hour show. I'm sorry. We've got to go on. No, thank you. No, much love. And I would be happy to talk to you for hours about this off the air.
Yeah.
But yeah, because that stuff. Yeah, oh my God, it's so bad.
That's unfortunate.
It's always it's the funniest part is when they want to complain about it, but they don't want. Well, we don't want it. We can't take him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they want to complain about what you're doing. Thank God. I literally had a 90-minute conversation with my stepmom's daughter last night about her mom.
Okay.
And thank God, like, we're on the same page.
On
all of that stuff. Yeah. And thank God.
Good.
You know, so I just get to sit back from afar and not complain. But it's,
you're a helpful guy. Like, you'll help out the daughter where you need.
I have to remember sometimes that that's not my mom, that's her mom.
Exactly.
I have to remember. Hey, Chris, why does 2019 already suck?
So my daughter was in the hospital for about 8 days with kidney stones the size of golf balls.
How old's your daughter? Wait, how old?
She's 4 years old.
With kidney stones?
Yes, the size of golf balls that had to be surgically removed. And now I got the bill for it, and it's so much money, it's ridiculous.
Okay, how much money? How much is it?
So my copay is $15,000.
Good. Oh, Lord.
God.
And we have good insurance.
Yeah. But you're right. 2019 already sucked. How does a 4-year-old get kidney stones? How does that happen? Were you feeding her like super rich? All I can think of is that you were feeding her super rich food
and lots of Diet Coke.
No. What did the doctors tell you? How did this happen?
So when they did like the pathology report, they found it's like a calcium-based one, and that she actually just automatically creates it. He told me to have her drink more juice, like citruses. To help with it.
How is she doing?
Cranberry juice.
Yeah, lots of cranberry.
Yeah, my girlfriend. She's on a period. She's, yeah, like Spence said, is she doing okay?
She's doing a lot better. But she gets the joke about her tummy crack is what she calls it.
Her tummy crack.
where they did their surgery.
Well, nowhere to go but up from here, and good luck on paying that off.
Thank you.
This is where you need the big fat bra.
Right.
Of course, to make it about us once again. No, this is where the big fat bribe can help.
Yep.
Shot at $1,000 coming up at 7:30 this morning. 98.5 KLUC.
air.
Online.
On the app.
Check out the Jeff Buchanan After the Show show on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
I realize I'm being horrifically evil right now, and I don't mean to be. I'm not trying to be. But this, I'm putting the two of you in a horrible place.
Okay.
Because if you, there's only one way you can answer.
Okay.
There's no other way to answer. If you don't answer, then you're answering. And if you answer negatively, there could be horrible consequences. So I'm just going to this straight out. So, Kayla, did you get what you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah.
What was it? You see? And by going, eh, yeah. Then, you know, then, I suppose.
I got a check from my parents. Get that every year. So that was very, very nice. And then my sister-in-law made me some cups. She has like a business where she makes these really cool cups, and she made me a couple of those, and that's kind of
right,
all I really wanted.
That's all you wanted?
Yeah.
Was a check from your parents?
It's sad, I know, but like, it's really nice of them every year. I like having a little extra cash flow come New Year.
Sure. No, I get it. Did you get what you wanted for Christmas?
No. No, I didn't get anything.
At all?
I was supposed to get a white Golden Knights jersey, and it never arrived.
I thought somebody got you one at Toy Drive.
No, that was very nice. That family got me a signed James Neal jersey, which is one of those things just suitable for framing. But my wife allegedly bought me a custom white Golden Knights jersey. That never showed up. So
like your Spence 98
Yeah,
one?
Except this one says 7 OH. And then it's the number 2.
Mm.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm.
Buchanan doesn't think so.
No, I.
So, no, I didn't get anything. I didn't open anything. I didn't get anything.
Huh. Well, there's a little girl that got exactly what she wanted for Christmas.
Oh,
it's already in here? Oh, well, let's do this. This little girl, all she wanted for Christmas, and of course, I can't bring it up right at the moment. There it is. All she wanted for Christmas was this. She just wanted a Taco Bell gift card.
Oh,
and I'll be doggone if she did not get it. Unreal. And she's legitimately stoked. Like she starts unwrapping this thing and her face lights up. And then I guess just because it's a present. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then as she goes along, she's skeptical. You could see it. And then when she realizes what is inside.
What is it?
It's a Taco Bell gift card.
That's the only thing you wanted. What do you say to Santa?
Santa!
All she wanted was.
Taco Bell
gift card. Gosh, so great to be a kid.
So much victory.
So great to be a kid.
Get up. Come on in. Let's go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
I hate it. I'm so worried about getting in trouble today.
Why?
I don't know why. I hate this.
Huh.
I'm worried about the social justice warriors today, and I don't know why. Usually I don't care. We just do stuff. So I don't know why I feel like I need to, put a disclaimer on everything, but here we go. Obviously, and it's not been said that this guy's mentally unhinged, and you don't want to make fun of those with mental problems. You don't. But sometimes when funny people do funny things, I do want to talk about the funny things that they do. And in this case, all's well that ends well and nobody got hurt. So with that in mind, did you hear about the guy who ended up in the restricted area at the White House yesterday?
No.
He had 2 bottles of Crown Royal whiskey as gifts for the president.
Oh.
Yeah, he came bearing gifts because he wanted help. He wanted help. He wanted President Trump to help him find a wife. This gentleman is from Canada.
Okay.
And his name's Yanni Georgopoulos. And he told the Secret Service that he was there to see the president and deliver the Crown Royal as he came bearing gifts.
Yes.
And he was also unaware that the president apparently does not drink, which I know seems as a shock whether you're in favor or not in favor. Comes as a shock. So Yanni eventually retreated from the restricted area after he found out that he was probably somewhere that he didn't need to be. And he was charged by D.C. police with unlawful entry. During a later interview, he claimed that he had traveled from Canada to speak with the president because he wanted his help in finding a spouse. And he also admitted having recently been arrested for threatening family members and having stalked his cousin. I don't want to get too much into that.
No.
He also said that he, quote, cannot go home, but declined to elaborate on all of that. Hopefully Yanni gets the help that he needs.
Yeah.
And hopefully someday he can find the love of a good woman or man or whatever he's looking for.
Well, I wonder if he was like looking at Melania and like, look at, maybe Melania is like his ideal woman. And he goes,
look at this guy.
Mr. Trump, President Trump, how do I get a woman like Melania?
Playboy models, porn stars, strippers, maybe he can help me. What's your secret?
Exactly.
I read The Art of the Deal. There's nothing in there about this.
No.
So maybe I go straight to the source.
Yes.
What do I bring from our fine nation of Canada that the president will accept as a gift? Crown Royal.
Of course.
Our finest product.
The whiskey of the homeland.
I mean, I don't know. And then So again,
that's funny. Mm-hmm.
Coming out, and speaking of people that are in a rough spot, have you ever met a Bronwyn before?
No.
Met a girl named Bronwyn?
No.
Yeah.
I have. I met a Bronwyn. I knew a Bronwyn back in the day. Bronwyn got engaged over the holidays. Yay!
That's very cool.
It's the worst, according to her, probably the worst possible thing that could have happened.
Oh,
I wonder what happened. Good.
Happy to be engaged, not happy the way.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And before you start judging, and she's ungrateful, she'd just be happy.
This is why you're single.
She would like for she. Yes. In fact, I believe the second line in. No, please hear me out. She does say. I was thinking though, this woman really does not want us to be judgmental, and we should not be until we hear her story right after this.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah. So Bronwyn got engaged over the holidays. Yay!
That is very exciting.
No, it's bad. It's really bad. We'll hear her story in a second. I'm sorry, I burst out laughing in the middle of Post Malone, and Kayla's like, you're a crazy person. maybe. Dutch astronaut revealed that he accidentally he accidentally called 911 while he was on the International Space Station. This guy, Andre Culpers, explains that he missed an important number while trying to make a long-distance call from outer space. It's great. Here's what he says. If you're in space, it's like you're making a call via Houston. So first you dial 9 to get an outside line. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Yeah.
On the freaking space station. I got to go.
Connect 9.
No, dude, dial 9 first.
It's very funny, actually.
Seriously. Then you dial 011. To get America, to get an international line. So he forgot to dial the 0 and ended up calling 911. And alarms go off at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
That's sweet.
So this is the other part of this for me. So if something goes down on the space station, you call 911. It's not the old school. Okay, what's the line? Houston?
We have a problem.
Right? So you don't do that. You call 911. Where does that go to? Obviously, the Johnson.
The thing that blows me away is he can make a call from outer space, but if I'm at Fort Apache and Hacienda,
no good.
Verizon won't let me call anyone.
Yeah.
I made a mistake, says dude. The next day I received an email message. Did you call 911? They joked that he was a little. Oh, no. They wrote him and said, he said, I made a mistake. The next day I got an email message. Did you call 911? He said then that he was a little disappointed that they didn't show up.
It's not in the budget.
In 2015, Britain's first astronaut, Tim Peake, insisted that he had not prank called an unsuspecting woman from space, but that he actually dialed the wrong number. He was trying to call his wife or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? Here's Bronwyn Steele. Got an email from Bronwyn. She says, I'm glad you guys are back. I thought I'd have to wait till next week. My fiance and I will be together 3 years in March. Okay?
Okay.
He proposed at Christmas in front of his family. Yay!
That's sweet.
Beautiful.
I was furious and wanted to throw up, but I said yes anyway. Please hear me out. Here's the problem. My ex did almost exactly the same thing at Christmas 3 years ago and then promptly went out and cheated with his ex-girlfriend before New Year's while he was out with his buddies watching football. He then told me that he made a huge mistake proposing that he wasn't ready, and he broke up with me and got back with her.
Oh.
That's the ex.
Yikes.
3 years ago. 3 years ago. I met my boyfriend, now fiance, a couple of months later. He's literally the only person I even hooked up with since my stupid cheating ex. But I've kind of hated Christmas because of that ever since then. And I knew something was up because it started getting really weird and kind of tense around Thanksgiving. He's not really a planner, but he was being super picky about Christmas and how his whole family was going to be there and all that. So I told him, please, she capitalized, please, don't do anything stupid at Christmas. He just laughed and said, like what? Propose? And he was kind of a D about it.
Yeah.
Kind of a D about it. So I didn't think anything was going to happen, and he was just being weird. Well, guess what? We had all just done the thing where you move into the living room after dinner, and the dishes are done, and everybody's just sitting there, and I felt like they were all just staring at me. And then my boyfriend comes over and gets on one knee, and his mom started crying. And everybody started taking pictures and video, and I'm just standing there like it's not even my life. He pulls out his dead grandmother's ring. I'm reading this word for word. He pulls out his dead grandmother's ring, and then his mom really starts crying. I don't really remember anything after that except nodding my head yes and everybody cheering and him kissing me. I think I cried, but I'm not sure why.
Oh, no.
That's complicated.
Right?
Grandmother's ring? Dead grandmother's ring?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be worse if she was alive and you would have pried it off her
finger. Yeah, here. Grandma, give me this.
Yeah, I need this.
Grandma, hang on.
I'm partially warmed.
Grandma, I'm inspired. Hang on. Don't ask questions, Grandma. I just wonder if he's ever going to listen to me, says Bronwyn. I love him and I don't want to be with anybody else, but why would he do this? The worst moment in my life and he wants to recreate it?
Oh.
I asked my mom, and she said I should just grow up and get over it. But really?
Thanks, Mom.
I just can't get past that this whole thing is all wrong somehow. Like, it's the one thing I didn't want. I felt so dumb there in front of his whole family. I listen to you guys a lot, want to call in when you do this kind of thing, but I guess now the shoe is on the other foot. Happy New Year, and thanks in advance.
Brian. Oh, my God.
Okay, you're engaged. Yay. But man,
recreating a terrible moment in your life.
Obviously, the only question that I had with this in the end was how much does he know about this ex? That's the only question I had. How much does he know about this ex?
Like, does he know that that's how they got engaged? And like, does he know
and
the full story?
Oof. And does he know that 90 days later?
Hello. That's very important because if he had all the information and he still did it.
But still, he went against her wishes. She said, don't do anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. And he's kind of, where's the quote? Please don't do anything stupid at Christmas. And he laughed and said, like what? Propose?
Just don't.
So don't you think he already knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, did she need to be more specific? I've got to believe that they've had some sort of discussion.
How do you not, over 3 years ago, this is what happened. This is why I broke up with the other guy.
Now, how much of your previous relationships did you discuss with your present relationship?
Everything. But like I had...
Have you been proposed to before?
No, nothing.
Oh my
like
God,
that.
I figured that list would be long yet distinguished.
Oh, well, thank you.
Jameis Winston on down.
No.
Name all the prominent Florida State alumni.
He just wanted to go straight to the honeymoon, that Jameis.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I realize I never really asked a question, and I'm not sure if there was a question there from Bronwyn. I think she wanted to get just thoughts on
why he didn't listen to her.
Yeah, on this. And I think she's looking for, usually when people write us, they're looking for some sort of validation. Sure. You're looking for somebody to back your play. And I think so Bronwyn is not pleased because 3 years ago, her ex proposed to her at Christmas, then cheated on her and got back with his old girlfriend. So she could kind of feel, then shortly after that, the first guy that she ends up dating, now they're together for 3 years.
Yeah.
And they're now it's obvious that he's kind of coming down that path. Did you for half a second think that Buddy might?
No,
Christmas?
No, not at all. No. I thought there might be like a question between him and my dad, like that conversation,
ask for the hand in marriage.
Yeah, like, and we might do this soon. So is it cool, Pete? But I even
happened?
Had a, no, I had a conversation with Buddy, and he's like, no, that was not a conversation that was had.
And the reason why I rushed into doing this, we may circle back on this next week because a lot of folks are on vacation still. So I expect to have more of a regular audience next week, to get more of a more well-rounded P1's opinion. But I wanted to rush this in because I thought the two people that would have strong opinions on this would, A, Kayla especially.
Yep.
Because had Buddy proposed, man, I'm putting you on the spot and I apologize. Had Buddy, let me put it this way. Had Buddy proposed, would you be angry?
Probably, yes. Because I would feel the pressure from my family. Because we spent a lot of time with them over Christmas. So I'd feel the pressure from the family aspect.
Well, you kind of have to answer right away, don't you?
Yeah, you have to answer right then and there. That's the crappy thing about this situation right here. Is that she was stuck. Like, you can say no. But you're like in front of his parents and
his family, all his family.
Like if it had been my own family, I think that I could say no. You know what I mean? I'd be like, no, get up. You're like, let's not do this right here. Cause you're comfortable around your family. But if it was like his family, I'd be like, yes.
I have to stop everything. Lil Jess, you're not a person who gets overwhelmed. You look overwhelmed by all of this, but I want to hear what you think in a minute. What are you laughing at? Because you are overwhelmed?
I'm picturing it in my head, and I have a lot of anxiety right now. The way Kayla was describing it, I was like...
so awkward, yes. Right?
I feel like the paparazzi's around me if I was to answer.
Someone's got their flash on their video TV, and the flash is on,
oh,
and you're
my
like...
God. And you can hear what she said. It just felt like it wasn't her life. She goes, I think I cried. I don't know why. You know what I mean? So, meanwhile, Spence is on the other side of the room. He has got his weight... He's got his full weight on his hands on the countertop, and his head is kind of tilted slightly down. Lips are pursed, and he was shaking his head, it appeared to be disdain. And I may be reading that wrong. Your thoughts, sir?
I have a solution for her.
Okay,
honestly, and
bring
here's what I think she should do because it's just not what he did was wrong. He shouldn't have done that. She needs to quietly take him aside. She needs to take grandmother's ring off of her left hand.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, no, I'm listening, but I'm just, oh, no.
And she needs to gently put
and
it in
throw it in his face.
No, okay, wait.
She needs to gently put it in his hand and hold it there with her hand and say, I really do want to be your wife, but I want to give you a second chance at proposing to me. You knew what happened before. I appreciate the thought behind doing it in front of your family, but you hold on to this until a later date. And try it again. And then see what happens.
That's pretty good.
That's really sweet.
I mean, do it kindly. Don't be a jerk about it.
I question the level of sophistication here. Not from you. From
yeah.
You know, I mean, much love. Much love, Bronwyn. The part that also struck me on this is... Is he selfish? Like, this seems like it was all about him. Like, he put it on his stage with his grandma's ring. Mom obviously knew ahead of time. And Mom, to me, or maybe just in my mania and as I'm running with this story, running wild in my head. But Mom knew, and then Mom told, don't tell anybody, but he's going to propose after dinner. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so then everybody's pumped up.
Oh, it's interesting that you point that out, though, because now that you're talking it through, it hits me a little bit different.
That this is all about him and it's nothing about her. He doesn't give two rips about her story. He doesn't give two rips and whatever he knows or doesn't know, he doesn't care.
No, see, like I see it that he's trying to recreate Chris. She doesn't like, she says there, I don't like Christmas anymore.
Right.
So maybe he's trying to recreate Christmas for her so she can actually enjoy it.
That's different than what he said, though.
No, basically, I love that side.
He made the proposal about him, not her. That's smart.
Yes, but also, okay, but look at what Kayla said, too. Right. Ooh.
See, I was seeing it your way, and then I'm like, but this could be something that he's trying to do for
her.
Yeah,
he's like, I want to fix Christmas. Because that's what guys do.
Guys fix stuff.
That's what guys do.
Fixers, yes.
I want to make this so good. And maybe just maybe, all she needs to do is get through to Valentine's Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because right now, it's not even so much about the proposal. It was the aftermath, maybe.
Right.
I don't know. April, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say similar to what Kayla did. So it's possible that he knew about her horrible, you know, previous Christmas thing. And she said that Christmas is now weird for her. And maybe he was trying to fix it with a new, better memory.
Yeah. No, maybe we're not giving him enough credit.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean me. Sorry.
I mean, we don't have his side of the story, and I'm not saying that maybe it was the smartest idea, but maybe he was trying to be like, I know Christmas sucks for you because this bad thing happened, so I'm going to try and make it better by, you know, proposing for real and following through.
I don't hate that premise. I don't hate that premise one bit. Lil Jess, I lean on you for your thoughts.
I'm right there with April and Kayla. I think he was just trying to make the memory better.
Change it.
He's not a selfish doofus.
Yeah, but I...
Proposing is not a selfish
I like Spence's idea. I think that's...
After the fact, whether he did that on either way, because she did not take it the way he intended it, either way, that maybe that
I gotta be honest, though. I don't know a single person. I really don't. And I mean this honestly, and I'm not jabbing at what you just said.
Yeah.
I mean this honestly. I don't know a single person outside of Kayla's beloved Hallmark Lifetime Christmas Winterfest movies.
Yes.
That I don't know a single person that either A, has the thought process,
yeah.
B, has the guts to go up and go, you know, I mean, it's a great movie scene.
Yeah.
You write, honest to God, write that down.
We're going to sell this to Hallmark.
Yeah, that would put the ring gently back in his hand. I love you. I'm going to give you another. Sorry, I don't mean to mock.
But to your point, it's beautiful.
When
I was telling the story and Kayla popped in with throw the ring in his face, that's more likely.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Right about 7:30 for the Big Fat Bribe, but first, good feeling story of the day. A gentleman named Alan Naiman passed away recently from cancer at age 63. He was unmarried, childless, loved kids, but was intensely private. One person said, I don't think he was lonely, but he was definitely a loner.
Okay.
Alan was a former banker by trade. He had worked the past two decades at the Washington State Department of Social and Health Services, handling after-hours calls. Made $67,234 a year. State job. You can find it on the internet. Mm-hmm. Earned $67,000 a year and also took on side gigs, sometimes working as many as three jobs. When he finally qualified for senior discounts, he was super stoked about it and bought his clothes from the grocery store. He loved cars, but for the most of his life, he drove beat-up vehicles and seemed to enjoy the solitude and the savings of solo road trips. There was one other thing. There was a weird thing. He ended up buying one new car. He bought a Scion. Oh, there it is. This was the other thing. He had an older brother who had a developmental disability, and he had to take care of him for much of his life. So when the older brother passed away in 2013, that's when this guy, Alan Naiman, bought a Scion FRS for whatever that was. So through all of this, this guy ended up scrimping and saving and, you know, and realizing that that you've got to really be careful with your money because of his older brother with the disability and all of that. He patched up his shoes with duct tape. He would go to the grocery store deli at closing time to get better deals on stuff that they were going to throw out. If he went out to lunch with his friends and they said, well, it's your turn, they'd go to fast food joints, go off the collar, all of that. But when Alan Naiman died earlier this year of cancer, I guess of in 2018, died at age 63, he left his entire estate to watch. I know I'm building this up way too much, aren't I? We know what's coming. He left his entire estate to children's charities that help the poor, sick, disabled, and abandoned. And the amount that he gave to beneficiaries surpassed over $11 million.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, to be fair, he apparently had inherited a couple of million from his folks when they passed away.
Okay.
But he scrimped, saved, and invested. And apparently just like, you know, like blew that, whatever he inherited, blew that out of the water. He left $2.5 million to the Pediatric Interim Care Center, a private organization in Washington that cares for babies born to mothers who abuse drugs and helps the children wean off of the dependence. The group used some of what was its largest donation ever to pay off their mortgage and to buy a new vehicle to transport the 200 babies that they accept from hospitals each year. Alan had called the center about a newborn while working for the state more than a decade ago, and its founder showed up in the middle of the night to get the baby, and he never forgot that.
That's amazing.
He also gave just shy of $1 million to a foster care organization called Treehouse, telling them that he was a foster parent years ago and had brought kids in his care to the group's popular warehouse, where wards of the state can choose toys and necessities for free. His just shy of $1 million donation, is they're going to use that to expand their college and career counseling across the state.
That's amazing.
I think I found my New Year's resolution. Right? You know what I'm saying? And that is your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't really have the right. I don't have any hold music necessarily.
Do we put the
Well, something like that. I mean, I guess I could probably go, you know. As close as I have.
Okay.
Please hold. The call is very important. We'll get right back with you in just a moment.
7:30.
It's
go.
That time.
Oh, my God.
Here's 98.5 KLUC's Big Fat Bribe Code Word of the Hour.
It's window. W-I-N-D-O-W. Window. Text that to 72881 for your chance at $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I need it
just
so bad right now.
Stay text that code word to 72881 and good luck. Message and data rates apply. We will text you back to confirm entry. Brought to you by 98.5
KLUC. All right, coming up next, I think we will play a lightning round of last person. No, 5-second rule.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry. That was the game that Kayla wanted. Kayla wanted 5-second rule. It's actually a very, very easy game to play. Why don't we do that for... all weekend long, we're going to give away Fandango movie cards.
Okay.
So one movie for two people. So if you haven't seen Aquaman yet or Bumblebee or Mary Poppins or Mary Queen of Scots or whatever, you know, any of those.
Yeah.
You can go see a movie. We'll need you to get three out of five. Okay? Three out of five. So here's what happens. We give you a category. You have to give us three things in that category in 5 seconds. For example, Spence, three NHL teams that are in Canada.
The Jets, the Canadians, and the Leafs.
See, it was that simple.
Yes.
Which would be Winnipeg and Montreal and Toronto.
Yes.
Which is good. Lil Jess, you ready?
I'm ready.
Lil Jess has never played 5-second rule before. Lil Jess, where's your bell? Is your bell still there? See, we established this yesterday. And you may recognize that from such cinematic notables as The Little Rascals. And
Bird Box.
All I could think of was something in black and white had kids.
Yeah.
And Bird Box.
Yeah.
We are using it for whenever Lil Jess hears a man on the phone that she thinks she might like to talk to a little bit more often, she's going to. Uh-huh. So.
Gotcha.
So ridiculous.
And awesome.
Yeah.
I had three people mention it to me yesterday.
That's hilarious.
Lil Jess, name three celebrities that would make you ring that bell.
Cardi B, Rihanna, and Maxwell.
That's the way you swing?
You just said name three celebrities.
I know you
wanted men, but I just...
No, I don't. No, I thought you wanted men.
No,
I do, all the animals in the forest.
But I was trying to beat this five-second rule thing.
No, but you
and
just
the hottest people you could think about are Cardi B and Rihanna.
I am not judging.
No, not at all.
You want to get down with Cardi B and Rihanna, and I don't blame you. And there are plenty of women that would join you.
I want to party with them, yes.
No.
For sure.
Okay, but that's not ringing the bell.
Nah.
We're talking about ringing the bell.
Yeah, so she got that wrong. She would have lost on that
one.
Lost.
No, or did she get it right?
Or did she, was she,
or did she get it more right than you can imagine?
For you.
Lil Jess.
Yes.
Three celebs that would make you ring that bell.
Maxwell, Tom Hanks, and Brad Pitt.
Tom Hanks!
I'm not doing it. I'm totally doing
I
this wrong.
Something.
But
I didn't have
vitamin C.
If you are hot for Tom Hanks, you're hot for Tom Hanks.
Yeah, like what kind of, are we talking about like,
and again,
Sleepless in Seattle Tom Hanks, or are we talking about like Da
naked
Vinci
Tom
Code
Hanks.
Tom Hanks?
No, naked Tom Hanks, wherever, what is whatever.
I'm not thinking of three hot guys. I'm totally doing this wrong.
No, I think you're doing it right. I think we're actually learning.
Okay, the main actor in Sons of Anarchy. That dude.
You only have 5 seconds. Oh,
see? I can't.
No, his name's escaping me now.
It's Andrew, right? Andrew something? No, Charles. Okay. Charles.
Charlie.
702-364-9898. You only have 5 seconds. But whatever you say, that's what it is. We're playing 5 second rule. You want to play? Let's go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Time to play 5 second rule. We didn't do it with Kayla yet.
By the
way, Lil Jess, your answers. 5 second rule answers are a verbal contract.
Yes.
They're binding.
Binding. I'll take Cardi B and Rihanna. That's fine.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
I like the diversity. And Tom Hanks and Maxwell, which.
Oh, no. Maxwell made a lot of sense.
No, Maxwell makes the list. I understand that. But Maxwell or Tom Hanks, completely.
He's a phenomenal actor. I love him.
No, I'm not complaining.
You know, we're talking about ringing the bell. He ain't going to sit there and read you a story. This is what I'm talking about. I love that we've turned it. Ringing the bell has become a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Anytime, you know, for years we called it the hibbity dibbity or whatever. Now, from now on, we'll call it ringing the bell.
Yes.
Ringing the bell. Ring. Hey, look at me.
Still working on that one.
Oh, that's awesome. Kayla Jo.
Oh, God. All right. I'm so bad at these games, and so I do try really hard, but my mind goes blank immediately.
I love how you're so positive about it. And you have such great positive self-talk about it.
It's true.
Horrible, and my mind goes blank. No, you're rock this.
Okay.
And honestly, I wrote this one right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, God. All right. Bring it.
Kayla Jo, in 5 seconds, name the last three Hallmark Winterfest Christmas movies that you have watched.
Oh, Winter Prince. Winter Prince, Winter Castle. No! Winter Wedding, Winter Wedding.
Are they all winter?
Winter Wedding. They're, most of them are. And then Snow Something. I can't remember what that one was.
Are they the same as the Christmas movies?
No, they're different.
Oh, this is
different.
They're
just winter themed. That's not like Christmas. Like we're having a Christmas wedding. It's like a Christmas.
Okay,
wedding.
Well, including the Christmas ones, name the last three that you watched.
God, Christmas Chron. No, that's not it. I don't know.
You could really make this up.
The last three, yeah. The
Christmas
last...
Connection. I know, but it's like I'm trying to remember.
What were the last three, including Winterfest?
Okay, so I watched Winter Wedding, Christmas Connection, and one other. I can't remember.
Hey, next time.
Snow Something.
Do a little gesture. Winter Maxwell, Christmas with Tom Hanks.
Christmas with Cardi B.
Yeah.
Jingle Bell with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I have that one. I'm not sure. All right. Who's we lost our contestant?
No, Susie.
All right, fine. We're going to keep playing.
Okay.
Spence. Okay. Spence, name three celebrities that you would take a romantic vacation with.
Jeez, Rihanna, Maxwell, and Tom Hanks.
Ring that bell. Kayla, three celebrities that you would take a non-romantic vacation with.
Oh, Steve Harvey, Spence, and Chet.
Yeah, that's true. We're being
Steve Harvey. All right.
Oh.
He's like my dad. That's
is this cute. One going to be funny if I ask Little Jazz? Lil Jess, no, I'm switching. Lil Jess, three concerts that you really want to see one day.
Bruno Mars, Drake, Rihanna.
We should have all gone to Bruno Mars. I regret that.
Everyone says it was a great show.
We should have had show trip to Bruno Mars.
That's what I was thinking when I saw it on IG.
Kayla Jo Walker, three teams still in the NFL playoffs.
Oh, the Falcons, the Packers, and not the Jets, obviously, but the...
What is this right here?
Seahawks.
Thank you.
By the way, none of those teams.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What'd she say?
Falcons?
Nope.
Packers?
Nope.
I was like, not the Jets, obviously. Or are they? I don't know.
Against my better judgment, Spence, three things that you want to make bigger in 2019.
Your cash flow?
Spence? Yeah, not a one. Not a one.
I focused on one thing and I'm like, and then I went to, I don't think scientifically can do that. And those pills definitely don't work.
For a girl, I was like, okay, outside of your bank account, you know, then you go,
My butt.
Yeah.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I'm so tempted to go back and play 5 Second Rule with Jay. Jay, how are you, brother?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it. All right. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Are you married? You're married.
Yeah.
I met your wife.
Yes. Well, you saw her from across the crowded room.
We waved. Yeah, we waved.
Yes, waved.
We waved. Still, though, is she listening right now?
No, you know what? I just left her asleep.
Perfect. Oh, my God. Perfect. All right, then we're totally playing. In 5 seconds, name three celebrities that you want to take a romantic vacation with.
Rihanna, Beyonce, and Charlize Theron.
Who was that last one?
Charlize.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves her enough that he said her name right.
Right.
Really?
Yeah,
good.
She's my number one hall pass. My wife gave me a hall pass on Charlize.
That's not a bad hall pass.
No kidding. Not bad. What else? You just called to say hey?
Yeah, I just called to say hey. I was out of town for the Christmas, and when I came back, you guys were on hiatus, and I was listening to music for about a week, and then New Year's came, and now you guys are back, so I'm going back to work, and I just thought I'd say Happy New Year to everybody, and obviously Little Jess is now full swing.
It's not official yet.
It's still undecided.
Haters.
Well, Little Jess, this is what you need to do. You need to impress and stay on the line and get yourself a good man. I heard you yesterday, so I'll be on the lookout for you, too.
She just rang the bell while you were on the phone. I'm not sure if that was a subliminal right. message or not. But Jay, you need a guy like Jay.
Really?
That's what you need. Okay. You need a guy like Jay.
Is Jay like Tom Hanks? Because apparently that's her type.
And Rihanna.
Is there like a mixture of Rihanna and Tom Hanks?
Wow, a mixture of Rihanna and Tom Hanks. Ooh, nah, sorry.
No, honestly, you know who he reminds me of? And I'm sorry for those of you who haven't seen it yet. It reminds me of Tom from Bird Box.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, just a little bigger.
Oh.
Yeah, Kayla hasn't watched it yet.
Out of the loop.
That's pretty good.
He's already got the love of a good woman.
Tom is on my list right now.
Yeah. And by the way, you can't hear the music playing in the background, so you don't know what you've gotten yourself into, Jay. But Kayla's been working very hard on these. For at least a solid 20, 25 minutes.
No, that's not true.
No?
I worked on these all yesterday and last night and this morning, and I couldn't come up with any. I came up with one really good joke that I wrote myself, and I was like, yes, this is the one.
So there's not a huge supply of New Year's jokes?
Not really out there.
So these are, it's Kayla's Super Fantastic Happy Time Greatest Joke Ever of the Week.
Finally, I get to sit on one of those.
The ones that don't make the cut. And apparently you were saying these really don't make the cut.
No. So what happened to the man who shoplifted a calendar on New Year's Eve?
I do not know.
He got 12 months.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Okay.
No, that's,
the next one is horrible, by the way.
Honestly, that's not terrible.
Okay, just letting you know, this next one is horrible.
You wrote
You're not
going
to. No, I did not write that one. This next one is terrible, though.
I'm excited.
Yeah. What do you call always having a date for New Year's Eve?
Did you write this one?
No.
Oh. What do you what?
What do you call always having a date for New Year's Eve?
Do you know that one, Jay?
No.
Social Security.
It's not bad either.
Okay.
Maybe New Year, New Me, but these are hitting me a little better.
Okay.
And that's all I could find
as far as, I mean, I could tell you some other jokes. Do you want to know, hey, what's Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana.
No, now that's a good one.
Yes. Pretty good today.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a real dad joke right there.
Happy New Year, brother. We'll see you.
Happy New Year, brother. You guys have a good one.
Kayla's real joke is next.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
So here's the problem when the jokes that are supposed to be the ones that didn't make the cut are pretty good, then I'm scared for the one that did make the cut.
Don't be. I wrote this one. It's a New Year's joke.
This is what scares me.
Yeah.
No, it's really, it's really
You're
good.
Putting yourself out there. We're all rooting for you.
Okay.
Okay. We're all behind you.
So why?
Here's Kayla's super fantastic happy time greatest joke ever of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Kayla.
So why was the inefficient worker so excited to see the ball drop?
New Year's joke.
Okay.
Why was the inefficient worker so excited to see the ball drop?
Yeah.
You wrote this one.
I wrote this one.
Why was the inefficient worker so excited to see the ball drop?
He could relate. drops the ball.
Drops the ball. See what you did there? Drops the ball. You were laughing regardless.
No.
Drops the ball.
He doesn't do a good job.
See, get it? Drops the ball. You can get it?
Yeah. Is he clumsy?
He's inefficient.
He's inefficient.
Drops the ball.
Oh, because he didn't follow
through. Sorry, do you want me like, why could the running back, do that better? I don't know. Because the ball dropped. Would that be better? Like, why was the running? Yeah, I don't know.
Was the fumbling
the D-list running back. I don't know.
D-list. Well, here, we'll just take a moment. Draw Spence a picture.
Okay.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Another shot at $1,000 in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Right about 8:30, another big fat broad code word. Your chance at $1,000 cash.
Pay off
there is nothing better than paying off holiday bills.
Oh, it is the greatest feeling ever.
I swear by it. Nothing better than paying off holiday bills. And we'll try and help with that in just a little bit. So I did find a huge fan of this group,
all this running around,
Tame Impala, one of the headliners at Coachella.
Yeah.
You actually found someone that likes this group.
That actually, until yesterday, Tame Impala. They're this big with the hipsters.
Okay.
What you may also not know about the Coachella lineup is that People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive 2018, Idris Elba is playing. He apparently does DJ sets, and he goes by the name DJ Driss, but they put him on the Coachella lineup as Idris Elba. And there were people going, is that the actual dude, or did somebody ironically name their band? You know, was
Idris Elba,
another hipster group that probably sounds a lot like this. Did they name their band Idris Elba? So there's a second layer to this now of that Idris Elba actually is going to do a DJ set at Coachella. And his 17-year-old daughter is hoping that she can get some access. She says, hopefully now I get to go. I love the lineup. The act that she loves the most on the lineup is not her dad. It's Tame Impala.
Yeah.
I love Tame Impala, she says. I know their lyrics. I know their songs. I love Tame Impala. They're headlining. I have to go. Don't tell my dad I said that. If you would also like to see Idris Elba's daughter, her name is Ihsahn. She is going to be the 2019 Golden Globes ambassadors.
Ambassador at
Sunday's Golden Globes.
Okay.
So you can see her there.
Nice.
So we found their fan. All this running around. Tame Impala.
Who knew?
Yeah. Headline and Coachella. Spence is very excited. The very first Spence's song of the week for 2019.
Yeah, the resolution song 2019.
Coming up. was trying sushi for the first time in 2019. Was that part of your resolutions?
No.
Or did it just happen?
I never did it. I never liked fish. But then I had a garlic tuna roll. And oh my God.
Yeah, sushi's awesome. The best.
Do you eat sushi, Lil Jess?
No, but I'll take the chicken teriyaki that's on the menu.
Okay. You don't eat. Why don't you eat sushi?
I've never tried it. And
the
just,
thought of it grosses you out?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times if you have a roll, because it's got the rice around it, and there's lots of other stuff that it's not. Let me ask you this. Was it what you believed it would be?
I was concerned it would be fishy. I'm not a fan of like salmon stuff. It's right. Fishy. That tuna was perfect.
Would you say you had spicy garlic?
No, it was a garlic. It's some sort of sauce. It was just garlic and rice in the tuna. It was just great.
Oh, so was it not
it
a roll?
It wasn't a roll. It was. I'm sorry, I was wrong. It was
nigiri.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you just had the tuna on top of the rice,
and it had some sort of garlic sauce, and it has a name. I don't know what it's called. It starts with a P.
Yes, ponu. Something like that.
It was delicious. Never had it before.
Ponzu?
And now, honestly.
It's ponzu.
Yeah.
It's ponzu sauce.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But see, now you're
sushi's
now you're
the
there.
Best. Yeah.
See, you had nothing to worry about.
I also ate a bunch of chicken teriyaki.
Of course, yeah. No, of course. You hedge your bets just to make sure so you don't go hungry.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive presentation of the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Song
of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, resplendent in his Golden Knights gear, head to toe.
Yes.
Including the new, if you're a season ticket holder, lucky. Bougie. No, if you're a bougie season ticket holder. No, but if you're a season ticket holder, you had the chance to get the gold jacket just like Spence.
Yeah.
And he's wearing it. Right now, you'll see it.
Real
you'll
proud
see,
of that thing.
You'll see it in the video. Well, go watch the video for no other reason than to see
glorious.
That jacket.
Yeah,
and now,
glorious.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Spence.
Chet, you know, with resolutions, you make them, and then for a lot of people, you just stop doing them. And that's kind of what the resolution song is all about. Because I will stop eating my feelings and cut back on the road rage. I will lift something besides a fork and try to act my age. I'll stop bitching about Trump, stop cursing the TV. And once and for all, I will quit posting Bird Box memes. Amazon, I'm done purchasing stuff that I don't need. I will read a book rather than just reading my Twitter feed.
Yes.
Gonna say no to Kino and be smarter fiscally. No sliding into DMs, no more pantsless selfies. Then things go bad. It's January 4th and I just flipped some dude off. Weeping in my car, eating a pint of Haagen-Dazs. And that tweet I sent the White House, I'll admit the choice was poor. And it might explain the Secret Service at my door. Bought a riding mower online, though I have no lawn. Sent Sandra Bullock a naked pic, but with the blindfold on. When it comes to resolutions, I fail at execution. Gonna put them up on a shelf and be happy with myself. Listen to your Drunkle Spence. Be happy with yourself.
Isn't that the truth? The truth.
Yes.
Nice. Spence's song of the week.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's show.
Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Justin Carter of Mountain's Edge.
Justin Carter of Mountain's Edge. What's your buzzer going to be?
Zoo.
All right, then. Taking it old school. We'll turn you up just a little louder because you're a soft spoken.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Contestant number two.
Stacy August of North Las Vegas.
Oh, of Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, Stacy? What's your buzzer going to be?
Me.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
I don't know why that caught me funny, but it did. Spence will be she'll be the judge on who buzzes in first. Shall not be questioned. The answer or the question, the asker of the question,
yes,
is Kayla. And here's the first question.
So who appeared to get some sort of butt implant on a picture posted on Twitter yesterday?
That is Stacy.
Madonna?
Was it Madonna? Oh, sure was.
Yeah, it
was. Sure was. One zip, Stacy. What was that?
She wants to be the next Kardashian.
I don't get, and she like clapped back and was like, oh, I'm just going to be me and you guys shouldn't judge me.
I'm not desperately seeking any attention and blah, blah, blah. But by answering, isn't she perpetuating that? Yeah. And didn't we all just kind of play into what she wanted?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just imagine your grandma, because Madonna's 60, putting in butt implants or some sort of padding in her. Come on.
Or even better, Stacy, what did you think about all this?
It looked horrible.
Right? Okay.
Was it fake? Do you think it was fake?
It looks fake. Yes. Extra fake.
It literally looks like she took two bowling balls, small ones, like kid-sized bowling balls, and just stuck them on her butt.
Or no, she took the throw pillows off her grandma couch and stuck them in her grandma pants. All right, so it's one zip, Stacy. Here's question two.
So Jim Carrey is going up against which other comedian after they made some insensitive remarks about some Parkland shooting victims? Was it Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., or Aziz Ansari?
Oh, was that a zoo?
That was Justin.
Yeah. Okay, Justin.
Sounded like Justin was clearing his throat.
That's what I thought.
Louis C.K.
Was it Louis C.K.? Yes. And for the third day in a row.
Nice.
We are tied at one, so we only have to make this all-important third and final question with one big game-winning point.
So who's the new face of Bumble? Is it Serena Williams, Beyonce, or Khloe Kardashian?
Zoo.
Oh, Justin Carter.
I'll do Kardashian.
You wish you'd do a Kardashian. He says Khloe Kardashian for the win. Dramatic pause.
So Stacy, up to you. Is it Serena Williams or Serena Beyonce? Williams.
Is it Serena Williams? She already Googled. I don't. It is, and you're the winner. Congratulations. Here's another one of those things I don't understand. Isn't Bumble, Lil Jess? Isn't Bumble a dating app that you're on?
No, that might be Nudia.
Isn't Bumble a dating app?
I don't know. I don't use dating
Bumble
apps.
Bumble is a dating app that, like, it's the girls make the move first on the guys.
Sounds like that should be all you, Lil Jess.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take control.
Mm-hmm. Is it a free dating app?
Yes. It's like Tinder.
Then it's not gonna work.
Except the girls make the move first.
Oh. Yeah, so you can ring that bell anytime you want on Bumble.
Yep. There you go. There you go. I don't get it. Why would any of them be the new face of Bumble?
I didn't get the Serena Williams at first, but it makes perfect sense because I think Bumble's all about like the women take charge and it's empowering. And so why not have someone like Serena Williams, who's a strong, powerful woman?
Makes sense.
Like, I feel like Oprah would be super awkward. So they're like, what's next, Serena Williams?
Well, you might as well have Madonna in her butt pads. Then. I don't know. All right. Well, listen, Justin, have a good weekend.
You too. Love the morning zoo.
P1D1 talk right there. Stacy, you're going to Global Winter Wonderland with your four tickets.
Awesome.
Congratulations. And even more importantly, all weekend long, she wears the title as champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Hey, this is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Jacob Toronto of ChasingCinema.com is here. Does that mic work?
I think so.
Excellent.
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
And by the way, the newly engaged Jacob Toronto, Jason.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I have a question. When you were taking all those trips across America last year, did one of those involve asking for, like, permission?
No.
Okay.
No. But I graduated on the 18th, and in my graduation video that my friends put together, my girlfriend's father was like, I know you'll be my son-in-law in the future. And I thought that was a blessing enough. So a week later on Christmas morning at 2 a.m., I proposed.
At 2 a.m. on Christmas morning?
We usually watch. We started dating in December. And we always cuddle up and watch It's a Wonderful Life, my favorite movie of all time.
Yes, sir.
With the Christmas tree on and stuff. And it was really romantic. And yeah.
Just felt like the right time, right?
Felt like the right time. It was the very last
Oh, wow. Movie. So it wasn't planned out?
No.
Because I find that up until this moment,
Yeah.
See, and I knew I would meet somebody face-to-face that would go, well, I got engaged on Christmas. Up until that moment, and I think I've been somewhat open about this, that I've thought it was cliche and trite, and like I didn't know how I felt about it. Yeah. But now that you've done it, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I honestly didn't know I was going to do it. My plan was to do it on Christmas Eve, but we started doing a gingerbread house at like 10 o'clock, and we got into this big fight about it. And I was like, this is going way wrong. How do I turn this night around? And then, you know, that's how it was.
You really got to win. What are you fighting about over the gingerbread house?
Not like a big fight, but, you know, I was like, come on, can you hold it right there? Like, just keep, hold it in the spot.
Quit pressure. I'm the icing. Yeah. You hold, I'm the icing.
No.
Come on.
No. She tried to put a gingerbread nursery in the house. She's like, I'm not ready for that yet.
Maybe she had something she wanted to tell him instead. Yeah, you're reaching for the ring. She's reaching for the, whatever they call those pee sticks.
She's like, pregnancy test. Like,
oh, well, which one of us should go first? Probably her, I would think, because baby's got to have father.
And then, of course. Yeah,
you do your thing. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Just for fun, really quick, what were your top movies of 2018?
So my top five. We just did a top 10, which will be out on ChasingCinema.com, so you can see all 10. My top five right now.
Skillfully plugged.
Five, First Deformed. Four, Creed 2. Three, Hereditary. Two, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And number one is Suspiria.
So Black Panther, nowhere on there.
It's on my top 10, but not in the top five.
I don't know what you're talking about. Number five, what movie was that? Number
four was Creed 2. Four was Creed 2. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Number two.
Okay, I knew those.
Is that
and then
the one
the other
with the
three. You're like an award show.
Peter Porker? Is that?
Yes.
You're like an award show. I don't even know.
What?
I don't
Creed
even know what
two.
You're talking about. Escape Room, yeah, except for those two, but the other three, it's no, that's how it is at award shows too. I'm like, okay, I know that one, but I didn't see it. And what the hell else are they talking about? But we are talking about Escape Room.
Yes.
And by the way, you have not seen Bird Box yet.
I have not seen Bird Box.
Don't worry about it. It's every M. Night Shyamalan movie you've ever seen.
You'll like it, probably.
It's crap.
No, I don't think he will like
no,
it.
No, you won't like it. He won't like it.
He won't like it.
Jacob
I'll,
won't
I'll
like
watch it by
all.
Next week and I'll fill you in.
Fair enough.
Okay, cool. Yeah, good.
Escape Room, though.
Yes.
Six words, cinema.
It could have been a lot worse.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I know no, that's right. not the
I
most.
I smell a solid 3.5 coming.
No.
Probably two and a half.
I mean,
yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking 1 to 5. No, 1 to 4. Solid two and a quarter.
I mean, I know it's not the most creative six words, but I was really going in and thinking of all these really, like, I was the only one who needed to escape and all these other creative six words walking in. And I was like, you know what? This could be a lot worse. Most time the year starts really, really rough, and this was okay.
Is it really, really scary?
No, I wouldn't call it a horror at all.
And first and foremost, wait, tell me again what this is, because all I can think of is Jodie Foster back in the 90s.
No,
that's right. Panic Room.
Panic Room.
So Escape Room is pretty much a group of misfits are chosen to go into this new immersive escape room, only to find out that the threats are real.
So your review on it is like
I didn't tell you?
Like those AT&T wireless commercials where it's just okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want just okay.
Yeah.
You don't want just okay
sushi.
Yeah,
if you don't want just okay, but, you know.
But so it's novel. Just okay?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no, it's not that great, right? It's quite forgettable, and a lot of it's pretty cheesy. But I'm just telling you, like, I've walked into a lot of movies, like, the first week of January, and they're usually really, really rough. Last year was Insidious, The Last Key, and it was awful. This movie was meh. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty for January. Pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's how not many, the worst thing.
So you do 1 to 4 stars.
I do 1 to 4 stars.
And how many are we giving this?
2 stars.
To solid.
And
10?
That's honestly really generous.
You know what? This is like
New Year, new me. You know.
Would I like it?
I don't think so.
For those of you who are new, I like stuff that blows up.
And anything with Tom Cruise in it.
Yeah. Anything with Tom Cruise. Boobs are bonus, but not necessary.
Gotcha. Light nudity. Gotcha.
Sports movie. Nah, sports movie. And some sort of, you know, lesson at the end. You know, that might make me cry.
None of those things in Escape Room, no. No, I don't think you'd like it. I mean, I think this is the perfect, like, kids are still on break from school. They want to go see something kind of fun with their friends. It does what it's supposed to, but I don't think it's your type of movie.
See, and I'm a guy that goes to movies that critics don't like.
Yeah.
You know
true.
What I mean? So that's all. So that's why we do that. Okay. All right, cool. Well, Well, the movie's completely underwhelming, and so is this bit. So, you know what I mean? No,
that's how I
fault.
Felt. I knew I was going in. I was like, man, like I wish I hated it because I would have come up with something way more fun. But
you know what? I want this to be done so I can give you a hug because he just got engaged. That's our boy, Jacob Toronto.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I got distracted by Nancy O'Dell from Entertainment Tonight earlier. She's going to be on the show on Monday to do a talk about Golden Globes.
Yes.
Because she's going to be there. So it was like, all right, great. We didn't get to talk about this. I would hope that I would do the right thing in this situation. And I still haven't figured out if I think Bethany Frankel did the right thing. She has this really bad seafood allergy.
Okay.
Right? Last month, the seafood allergy almost cost her her life last month. And on Thursday, she revealed on social media yesterday that her entire plane got turned around after she discovered the bass would be served on the flight. Now, there's nothing you can do. I mistook when she found this out. I called the airline multiple times to say that I have a fish allergy. I got on and they're serving bass. They couldn't serve it. They couldn't not serve it, they said. And then they were turning around, which I protested because it would delay people. So she did do the right thing. I almost screwed up everyone's night too, which the pilot delightfully announced. She went on to explain that just breathing in fish allergens can prove deadly. To clarify, some allergens are transmitted by touch and air. Fish is one of them and is fatal. Being trapped in a cabin with no windows while cooking fish is a death trap. So, but she did all the right things.
She did the right stuff.
At first, I was like, she made the plane turn around. Yeah. And then I'm like, you're a jerk. You need to just get off the plane, regardless of whose fault it is.
And additionally, she called ahead of time multiple times when they didn't know or didn't tell her.
Here's the other weird part, though. Really? Are you really serving fish on the plane in first class? Are you really serving fish?
I don't know anything about first class, so.
Yeah, is that the smell you want in first class?
Right. That is a good point. Is that the smell you want up there?
That's what I'm thinking. Because I don't know. I was trying to think. Is bass not stinky? It's fish.
It's fish.
It's going to smell like something. And it's not like they're frying it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's in the little trays, and they put it in the little convection oven. I still don't know. Yeah, that's weird. Well, okay. Well, she did the right thing. I was worried that she was being an entitled Hollywood doofus.
She's really not that way at all. Like she's really modest.
Maybe the airline was just screwing people, and it was bass with like peanut sauce. So
all the major allergies are covered.
Everybody, I'm so grateful that I don't have any of that.
I'm with you.
Because, really, otherwise, I would be a person I'd go, fine, I'm driving everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would never fly. If I had those allergies and stuff like that, I would never fly.
Yeah.
We have a friend of ours that's healthy as a horse. But even so, because he flies back and forth to Reno a lot because he has to go up to the Capitol, and he wears a mask. And he's the last person that I would have ever believed would be that guy. Our buddy Dan.
Does he?
Wears a mask.
Really?
Yeah, he flies like twice a week. Up to Reno?
He never gets the Reno on him. Never breathes in the Reno.
Never breathes in the Reno. Gets it on him, not in him.
Yeah. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
They usually don't call for a follow-up unless it's good news. So I believe we have dueling good feeling stories of the day. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
So yesterday we were talking to the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. Misa called in. Hi, Misa.
Good morning, family.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, look at what a good mood she's in. So you called yesterday, and you wasn't your deal that you were waking up every single day at 3:33 in the morning, and you were like all sweaty and hot and everything, right? And not in a good
way. Yes,
and not
was
in a
the
good
worst.
Way. Not in a good way.
Yeah. No, not in a good way. No, I could not sleep. I would wake up at the exact same time, 3:33 in the morning, and Gary told me it was some crazy spirit. So I went home and I yelled at the house for them to leave.
Yeah, is that what Gary? Yeah, that's what Gary said. You needed to go in and tell the spirits to get the hell out.
Yes, literally, me and my niece are going to the house to say, "Leave. This is our home. We love our home." To leave, and I slept so good. So I just wanted to call you and tell you thank you, and I love you guys.
You slept all the way through?
I slept the whole way through.
Hey! Yay! That's the celebration music. We're dancing for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. And I just want to say, I don't call often. My sister is like you guys' BFF, your P1D1, Jamela May.
Jamela May.
Sister. Oh.
Yes.
I don't know why I knew that, but I knew that.
Love Jamela May.
Yes. Yes. So this new year turned over a new leaf. So you'll hear from both of us now.
Oh, we love her. We love every bit of that. We could use all the listeners we can get. So,
yeah, you got us both.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Enjoy your well-rested day. Happy Friday.
Yes, I'm going to have a good weekend. We're going to Disneyland tomorrow. It's going to be just a good time.
I want to live your life. Wow, that's awesome.
Not before I was sleeping, you know.
Actually, him getting up at 3:33 wouldn't be that bad. Actually,
yeah, right. Compared to what time we get up.
Oh, no.
Have a safe trip. We got to run.
Thank you. Love you guys.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 seconds of randoms.
Some might lead you to believe that Las Vegas would be the strip club capital of America.
Yeah.
As far as quality, I'd buy that.
Absolutely.
As far as quantity, nope. Tampa, Florida is second. Yep. We used to joke about this a lot when Davey the Shell Killer worked here. Portland, Oregon, number one.
Yeah. Yep.
Most strip clubs per capita in the U.S. One strip club for every 11,000 or so residents. And I'm not kidding. I lived in Portland three different times. They literally just have a regular old dive bar. They just throw a pole up.
Yeah.
It's pretty restrictive on, like, how close you can get to the girls. But, like, there's places you would be surprised. You know, you walk in, you're like, huh?
Okay.
What's going on? And by the way, this probably isn't the career for you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know that this is a selling point here. Sissy Spacek. Remember her from the movie Carrie?
Yes.
Yeah. The great horror movie Carrie. Sissy Spacek was actually her high school's homecoming queen. Almost a decade before she was in that movie. If you remember that movie, they picked her. She was a kid that everybody picked on.
Yeah.
And then to screw with her, they made her homecoming queen and brought her up in front of the school and then dumped a bucket of blood on her. And she had special powers and burned the whole place down. And so it turned out poorly for those.
Lovely movie.
But as far as we know, nobody dumped blood on her in real life. Oh, my God, no, that's one where you go back and you go, whew, you really had to suspend disbelief or whatever that saying is, because the effects were not good.
No.
Colonel Sanders' very first employee was a 16-year-old. His name was Bill Samuels Jr., who worked as his chauffeur. Bill Samuels Jr. went on to become the CEO of Maker's Mark Bourbon.
What?
Mostly because his parents were the founders of the company. But listen, started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, all right then. The average car on the road in America. How old do you think it is, Kayla?
5 years old.
Higher, Spence.
10.
Higher, Lil Jess. Oh, we woke her up. I'm sorry.
I'll come back
to you later. The average car on the road in America is 11 and a half years old.
Dang.
Really?
Seems like a lot. It really does.
But I think back to my old cars, and they were older too.
Seems like a lot. But the average car on the road in America.
Literally, this is the only car that I've ever had that's been less than 8 years old.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. The world's first cyber attack happened in 1988. A student at Cornell University wrote a program to try and detect how many computers were actually connected to the internet. By detecting them, he wound up clogging up the entire thing. So it was really the world's first cyber attack. Yeah. Just trying to figure out who was there and what was what and all of that.
K-L-Q-C. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Kayla goes first today because she's fired up.
The Rock actually gifted his mother with a brand new house. It's the coolest thing ever. He shared it on his Instagram page. And I guess he bought a house for his parents back in 1999, but then they have since divorced. This time it was very special. He said, go anywhere, choose any house you want, and it's yours, which I think is so sweet. And he said in a quote, I just lost it. I always say, if you got a good mama, then you got a pretty good shot at becoming a decent human being. was really sweet. So The Rock, for doing that for your mama, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Lil Jess, what you got? Oh, you know what? You should go. If you're doing, are you doing the one we talked about?
Yes.
You should go last.
Okay.
Spence.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, this dude tries to kidnap a woman by forcing her into his car. She breaks free and runs into a nearby karate studio. I think you can tell how this is going to go.
Whoops.
Inside the Bushikin Karate Charlotte Dojo is head instructor Randall Ephraim. Young lady busts through the door, claiming someone was trying to harm her. And soon after, a big dude enters. Randall thinks he's just going to ask about classes. But instead, the guy says, "I'm here for the lady." And the girl's like, "I don't know him. He's trying to kidnap me." Randall, of course, says, "Hey, get out of my dojo." Dude won't leave and starts aggressively pushing and swinging. And in the article, Randall says, quote, "I then went into action defending myself and got him out of the dojo. Once outside, he attempted to attack again and was dealt with accordingly." The suspect then tried to attack cops and was arrested. He was taken to the hospital with injuries, by the way, via a stretcher.
No word
on his condition at this
point.
He's
a smart one, this guy.
Right? So, Randall Ephraim, good job, man. You is
the greatest person in the world.
Pittsburgh Penguins beat the New York Rangers by a score of 7-2 on Wednesday at Madison Square Garden. This being New York, of course, Sidney Crosby being heckled mercilessly by Rangers fans. There are a lot of people that don't like Sidney Crosby. Mm-hmm. I like Sidney Crosby a lot. Before the Golden Knights came, and they would have the NHL Awards here, I used to host the red carpet for the NHL Awards. Sidney Crosby stands out as being one of the guys who was just the best. Just like
literally good looking man.
The second year that I did it, Sid was one of a handful of guys who was like, "Hey, good to see you again. Oh, hey, man, really how you sweet. Been? How was your year?" You know, that kind of thing. And so this does not surprise me one bit. So this one guy is just all over Sidney Crosby. His name's Nick LaPica. So he was heckling Sidney well enough that we know Nick's name.
Yeah.
one of the ones that stood out, one of the chirps, as they call them in the game, was this gem. "Hey, Crosby, when Gatorade wanted a tough guy, Justin Bieber turned them down, so they settled on you." Sidney enjoyed Nick's handiwork so much that instead of going, you know, back negative against him or having him thrown out or, you know, or whatever you can do as an athlete. No, instead, he autographed a stick and made sure that Nick got it. And it said, "Good chirps. Take it easy on me next time. Sidney Crosby." That's just really,
that's really funny.
Freaking cool. Great. Good chirps.
That's really funny.
Game recognized game. So, Sidney Crosby, you just might be
the greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, for ones like these, this is why we always try and make them go at the end. Yeah, have you go at the end.
Okay.
Because otherwise, who can follow this?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, Lil Jess.
So, this is a story about an angel in a tow truck. Glenn Bam Bam Sanko, a Texas gentleman, he loved to help others, especially law enforcement. One day, a Texas state trooper, Justin Michael, was in the middle of a very chaotic traffic stop and scene, and Sanko showed up with his tow truck to lend the trooper a hand. They got the situation taken care of. Things went on. Later in the day, Sanko helped another trooper with a different incident involving a suspect. So the suspect got away. The trooper, along with the rest of the troopers and Sanko, helped capture him. However, Sanko collapsed and passed away at the hospital of a massive heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah. So Sanko's sister said, "He was an angel. We were living with an angel and we didn't even know it." Aww. So Glenn Bam Bam Sanko, you is.
I gotta love a guy whose name's Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows. I bet half the people didn't even know his last name was Sanko. Yeah. Just, "Hey, there's Bam Bam. What's up, Bam Bam?"
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, little Jess, who's on the phone?
Vicki Johnson from the West Side.
Hello, Vicki Johnson from the West Side.
Hello.
Hello. So earlier today, we were talking to Lil Jess about the bell, about ringing the bell. Yeah, we're talking about ringing the bell. And during 5 second rule, we said name three people that would make you want to ring the bell. And she said Cardi B, and she said Rihanna, and then she said Maxwell the first time. They were like, okay, really, Cardi B and Rihanna? And she's like, well, I just said, and you're kind of like overthinking it, right?
I just heard celebrities and named celebrities. I wasn't. Yeah. I didn't hear the rest of the question.
About ringing the bell?
Hmm.
Well, no, you don't need to ring the bell now.
Kind of sounds like someone has a secret crush on this person.
Am I making this too hard? So then we asked again, and I did explain it.
Yeah.
Okay, who makes you want to ring the bell? And who was the other name that you mentioned that time, Vicky?
Tom Hanks.
Uh-huh. Weird. Nobody's saying sex symbol Tom Hanks.
You could have given me 100 guesses. I wouldn't have said Tom
Hanks.
No.
I don't think I would have said Tom Hanks.
Great actor, though.
Great actor.
Sure.
Just not a sex symbol. I mean.
Well, for her, he is.
Yeah.
Being a gentleman.
You like what
tops
you like.
The list of sex symbol.
Thank you very much. And you like what you like.
Sure.
I can't believe that you're making face at other people's choices.
I'm sorry to make face at your choice there, Jess.
This would be a perfect time for us to make jokes about Kayla's boyfriend, but we're not going to do it because we like Buddy.
Very handsome.
Buddy Bear, he's the greatest.
Like Buddy Bear.
Yeah, and he's very handsome.
He's no Tom Hanks, but you know.
So Vicky, we've got two Fandango movie cards for you. So either one movie for two or two movie. Yeah, wait. Two movies for four people, or one movie for four people, or two movies for two people each, or however you want to work it out, all right?
It works for me.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend. Hey, everybody, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Go. Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.